Okay, well, we'll begin. So welcome, everyone. What a great day. It's so nice to have all of you here with us to share in this special celebration. Again, my name is Doug Boone. I'm the CEO of Premier Communications with headquarters in Sioux Center. And again, thank you for joining us. I would like to share a few quick statistics on Premier Communications. We serve over 21,000 customers with voice, video, and data service. We serve 18 different school districts, 7 rural hospitals, in 28 communities. We cover over 1,500 square miles in northwest Iowa and southeast South Dakota. We were founded in 1906, so we've been around for a little while, and we have 90 employees today. I would like to just acknowledge a few of the directors that are here with Premier Communications today. And you can raise your hand if you would, but Howard Biernick and Ted Hengeveld and Chad Feenstra and Mike McAlpine. So again, thank you guys for being here. Again, I appreciate their support and encouragement as we go about our daily work. We're pleased today to have with us many special guests. Undersecretary Northey, Governor Reynolds, representatives from the offices of Senators Ernst, Grassley, and Thune from South Dakota, members of state legislature, representatives from the USDA Rural Development Office, along with officials from counties, cities, and schools. I'd also like to acknowledge Charlie and Nola Vendreesen. Raise your hands, guys. And along with their son Jason and his wife Amanda. Now, where did they go? I lost them all of a sudden. Raise your hands. There's Amanda. Where's Jason? There's Jason. Again, we just really appreciate them allowing us to kind of interrupt their harvest and to spend some time here at their farm. So that's very, very appreciated. The Vendreesen farm is a third generation, soon to be fourth. The fourth is about this tall, I understand. And they're hoping for continued work here on the farm. But again, they're a fourth generation family farm. They feed cattle, hogs, and they grow crops. And as you could tell when you drove up, this is a true working farm. I was told that Nola said this morning that the wind's out of the south, so the cattle are gonna be acknowledged. So that's all right. Also want to just recognize that, you know, farming is sometimes a dangerous business. And Jason Vendreesen, the son, recently had a fairly serious accident here on the farm. But we're glad to see that he is up, he is improving. And again, just really thankful that, again, the injuries weren't more severe and just looking forward to praying for a full recovery for him. So again, farming is a dangerous business and sometimes accidents happen. But glad you're here with us today. So now on to our program. Bill Northey was confirmed on February 27, 2018 as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation in the United States Department of Agriculture. In this capacity, he oversees the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Risk Management Agency, and the Farm Service Agency. Prior to his federal appointment, Mr. Northey served as the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture from 2006 to 2018. A fourth generation farmer, Mr. Northey's experience and depth of knowledge also brought him to serve as president and chairman of the National Corn Growers Association. He was also president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture in 2011 and 2012, while serving as Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. Join me in welcoming to the stage Undersecretary Bill Northey.
Well, thank you, Doug, and certainly thanks, everybody, for being here. I tell you, it is great to be back in Northwest Iowa. This is my home, some of you know, from Spirit Lake up in Northwest Iowa. I'm not actually even going to get home today, but I called my folks from Sioux City last night, so at least it was an Iowa to Iowa connection. Great to be here, and for those of you that that may know, I was raised on a cattle feeding farm too. So it is very special to be able to have this here, and I love a south breeze. It's good to be here and good to be able to talk a little bit about the cattle business. And you all know the challenge of having a shed ready for a crowd the day after you finish harvest. So one more appreciation for the Van Driessen. Certainly our pleasure to be here. It's an important announcement, and congratulations to all the folks that have been involved in this process. Certainly Doug and his team and Premier, all the folks within rural development. So in USDA, we have different mission areas. In our mission area, as was mentioned, NRCS, FSA, and RMA. So we're all acronyms there. You all know that. And rural development is a separate mission area, but we work together often. And it is a great pleasure to be here to be able to celebrate this very important grant. We don't have a lot of these, and these are fairly new kinds of effort. So for Premier and many of the others that have stepped forward to make a commitment to carry out these grants and loans that were offered, I think is a real credit to your organization, a real credit to how you feel about your customers. Certainly important to be able to be there. Certainly important to be able to celebrate this as well. I want to introduce a few of the folks that we have from our farm production and conservation team that are here. Kurt Simon right here is our state conservationist in Iowa. We have Julie Gross, who is rural development from South Dakota. We have Grant Menke, who is going to speak in just a little bit, rural development here in Iowa. We have Jeremy Davis, who is a regional FPAC coordinator here. He has five states, works across those three agencies that I mentioned as well. And I want to mention as well, we were hoping to potentially be able to have Paul Schubeck here as well, who's very close. His farm is just a few miles away. He had surgery on Monday and actually passed away yesterday and couldn't be with us. So certainly our hearts are heavy with his loss. Wonderful, wonderful farmer, great leader, and certainly been great as our state executive director of South Dakota Farm Service Agency. So we miss him today, but he certainly would, he's as much about looking forward as celebrating what he has contributed. And this certainly event today is about looking forward and about creating that kind of investment that needs to be done. This is a public-private partnership, recognizing that the real skill in being able to make these deliveries and the investment and the long-term effort comes through the companies that have developed the skill and the relationships and have the service areas. But in rural areas, it's particularly challenging to be able to make the economics work to be able to deliver expensive services. And in this case, being able to have loans or grants that can help make that happen, allow that investment to be able to work, and then to be able to have a system that can be delivered efficiently for a long time, so that the folks that are interested in using that service can afford it down the road. And so this is a way of balancing that, making sure that it's delivered by the folks that are good at it, but also being able to have the support to be able to get it on the ground. As the secretary, if you get a chance to be around the secretary, almost invariably broadband and high-speed internet will come up as a conversation about how important that is. And he recognizes in our rural areas it's a particular challenge all across the country. In that advocacy, I would argue, it was one of the reasons certainly Congress then appropriated in the 2018, in their 2018 appropriations, $600 million to be able to make investments in grants and loans to those to be able to expand that. Now, it didn't come with a lot of strings. We had to figure out how that all went together. Rural development put it together, listening sessions to figure out what it would take, how do we focus that, what kinds of support would be most beneficial, what's that to look like. And it was decided to put together the opportunity for folks to apply for grants and loans. And this first round is really in almost no service of internet availability. That's the focus. And so we have the vast majority of the folks that are impacted by this do not have that opportunity to have high-speed internet right now in any way. And so that's what the focus is this first round. In fact, this project in combination, the $7.2 million of the grant, along with the $2.4 million from Heartland Premier, will create a service that will serve 27 farms, 17 businesses, 868 households, so over 2,000, about 2,300 residents will be impacted by this project. It is a combination of both buried and above ground cable service that will be able to take the internet and create some wireless opportunities. We all know how important having access to data communication really is. And there probably was a time that it was looked at as a luxury. You know, it was just about downloading movies or something, or having a better, faster email come in and not have to wait because the phone's sitting there and screaming at you. We know it's essential now. It's essential because of the equipment that we have, the other kinds of things that are going to happen over time. You all have seen as well the advances that are going to be able to allow us to more precisely manage our inputs. We're going to have sprayers that actually recognize whether there's a weed there or not, and only spray when there is a weed there. Be able to more precisely apply nutrients that will not only be more efficient for our farms, but it'll be actually better for our environment and for everybody a long ways away from those farms as well. And so while this is extremely important for the folks that are impacted, we would certainly argue that the benefits to those that are impacted are vastly multiplied to the others out there that are a long ways away. The economic benefits and certainly the environmental benefits as well, of better management, as well as we know how much the world depends on rural America for the food and the other things that we produce out here. I would argue, too, looking at all of you, the people and the contribution that we provide in immeasurable ways and other ways as well. And it takes a high-speed internet and the opportunity for not only advances that we have seen today, but the advances that we know are coming. And there's all kinds of them that are being contemplated out there that would not be possible if folks didn't have access to it. Now, we don't solve all the challenges of broadband in rural America with this project, but we certainly address it for the folks here. And I would argue the other piece that we do as well is we learn. We learn what kinds of projects might work. I think we create some momentum that will create an opportunity for Congress to say, you know, $600 million went a long ways, did a lot of things, and we need to put some more dollars into that as well. In fact, that $600 million that were available created applications for $1.4 billion of interest. So we know there's a lot of folks beyond what are receiving these grants or loans. There was a lot of interest beyond that. And I'm sure there are a lot of folks on the sidelines saying, we'll wait and see what happens out there. So there's other interest that will be generated the next time around as well. So I certainly, for those that are looking to see whether there's success, I think it's important that we celebrate this, that we share it, and that we encourage Congress that this is an important investment of resources into something that matters to folks on the ground, but matters well beyond that as well. Lots of interest across the country. I actually was down at a project in Oklahoma. There's only a handful of folks that were able to be successful in getting these grants. So congratulations on being one of that handful. And we'll get a chance to be able to celebrate and talk about this. We need to do it. You need to know how special this is. This is unique, and it takes an effort, especially when you don't have a framework of what these all are, and you haven't seen 10 years of these grants go out, to step up and make that kind of commitment. But Premier and Heartland have done that, and I appreciate that. Certainly it's a pleasure to be able to celebrate and think about all the possibilities. Think about the precision agriculture. Think about the innovation. I remember as secretary being around and going to places and people saying, I can't do the things I need to do. They were trying to build a business around ultrasound and they couldn't do it from a rural area. And we know that there's other things that will happen because of the possibilities of being able to have that data movement and the analysis and the other kinds of things that go with it. So the investment here is very important. And I certainly want to say one of my real pleasures in being here today as well is being able to be here with Governor Reynolds. And I know Doug is going to introduce Governor Reynolds, but you all know, Governor, maybe, you've seen that Governor's been over in Japan and certainly promoting our products over in Japan. And she just got in last night. And I know she probably did not get a full night's sleep last night. There's no way. She may get a chance to sleep in the car on the way back. I hope she does. But she is one of the hardest working folks you'll ever meet. And it was a pleasure being a Secretary of Agriculture with our governor. And certainly a friend of agriculture. For her to make the effort to come up here after just landing back in Iowa tells you how important this is to her and how important it is to the state of Iowa. And part of the analysis of this project is what our state's doing to invest. Now, I keep saying Iowa, and it says Iowa and South Dakota, but that both Iowa and South Dakota have made a commitment to being able to do what they can to support the expansion of rural broadband. And that was part of the analysis. We actually had some states that we had some very good projects, but because the states had not made kind of a commitment to be engaged, they were less successful in being able to get that support. And so certainly part of the credit to this goes to the state of Iowa and the state of South Dakota for their commitment as well. So again, thank you all for coming here today. Very worth celebrating this exciting project. It's something that we want to keep track of and talk about as well, and you all being here allows that to happen. Certainly, it's a great excuse for me as well to get back here, and very glad to be here, and congratulations again, and thank you for the innovation and the creativity by Premier and putting this project together. We're looking forward to being able to flip that switch on and being able to actually have more availability of high-speed internet and broadband for our folks out there. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michael.